Welcome to On Jena International, the podcast of the International Office at the University of Jena. My name is Laura Kaden. I work in the Department for International Students. I am joined by two colleagues of mine, and today we are going to talk about the preparation for exchange studies. Welcome. Would you like to start by introducing yourself briefly?
Yeah, hello. Thank you very much, Laura, for the invitation, and we're quite happy to be here with you. My name is Silvia Canario Acosta, and I'm responsible for the European Erasmus Plus students, and I'm doing the administrative stuff and also support. And our third colleague from our incoming guest studies team is Stefanie Müller, and she's responsible for the courses, course administration, and also the exam administration. With me together is Susi Streit today. She's here and she's the responsible person for the students that are coming to our guest study program from all over the world. So the bilateral contracts and also the Erasmus Plus international credit mobility students. So she's administrative for that ones and supporting them very much. Susi.
Yeah, hello. Welcome, everybody. And it's great to be here. And I can't wait to start.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you're here. And tell us a little bit about guest studies here at University of Jena. I never did an exchange semester personally, but I imagine that there's quite a lot to do and to prepare, right?
Yeah, you're totally right. There is so much things you have to think about, and you should start early on to think about your foreign exchange semester and plan it with foresight and really ahead of time. If you received a confirmation of your place on the exchange program from your home university, you can start right ahead. Your home university can certainly help you with this, but also we have great offers that we will present later on. So yes, there's a lot of things you can do in for preparation. It's, first of all, it's always great to find out the contacts and the people you can turn to with your questions during your stay. This could be the coordinators at your home university or us, the incoming team for the guest studies. And yes, I would recommend that you create a folder for the emails you will receive, or where you put all the files and notes that you get from us. You can do this also on your smartphone. And then you're prepared for your semester abroad. We, for example, send a lot of emails with a lot of attachments. So if you put it everything in a folder, you know where to look in your emails. It's always great to have some knowledge about the language. Here it's German, so even if you are happy or to have English courses or courses in English language, you still need to have a little bit low knowledge of German, because there's not everybody in our country knows English. So if you are in contact with us, don't worry, we know English, but for the for your everyday life, it's good to know the language. Use our information events, like our preparation workshops. We have really various topics from application and enrollment, so be sure to come to them. They are via Zoom and online, so you can come from every place of the world to us. After our workshops, we also send you information about them, but it would be great to meet you already in preparation there. It's also useful to talk to students that have already spent time at our university and talk with them about their experience, but be careful. Nevertheless, there are changes every semester, so it's always worth attending the info session and reading your emails. You can also contact students that will go abroad with you to our university. So you already know somebody who maybe already did something, what you still have to do, and give you ideas, or you can help them with things they still have to do. You can also, or you should inform yourselves about the requirements that should be met during the semester abroad. That's of course the language skills or the language of instruction and how many credits you have to earn during your stay abroad. You can make contact already with other guest students in our preparation sessions. We don't create a group text, but you can have time during our sessions maybe to create a group text and invite other students, and so you're already in contact with others. But you will also have time during our welcome stays to get to know the other students. Take part in the buddy program that we will explain also later, so don't worry. Think about travel formalities, entry requirements, and the visa. Yes, that's something you really should think ahead of time. Students who want to like to do research here, they should try to find a supervisor at our university at an early stage, because we cannot help you with your research. So you have to find somebody who can supervise you during your research here.
Wow, that really sounds like quite a lot, but it's also good to hear that there are support offers. So I would like to hear more about these preparation workshops you talked about. What happens there? What information do you get there?
After you are nominated, you will receive an invitation to our preparation workshops. They are usually up to 5 to 6 Zoom sessions, usually Fridays. We start with the application process and give you already important semester dates and dates of the placement test, so you know when you have to be here and arrive in Jena. And yes, that's like a recommendation as to when you should arrive the semester you will be here in Germany. Then we also provide information about the student dormitory. We are always happy to invite members of staff from the Studierendenwerk, and they give you tips on the application process and answer your questions like, can I live in the dormitory with a friend, or do they have a parking space to the dormitory? So they're really experts, and it's always a good session to find out more about the student dormitory. Also, we take a closer look at the course catalogs and the course selection and the timetable, so you get to know already where to check for courses or where you can later on check courses. We introduce you to our buddy programs. Sometimes also former buddies are in the session, so they talk about their experience and why they do it and what they do, and so you already know how to find a buddy. In one session, we also give recommendation what you should bring with you to Jena and what should not be missing in the luggage. So, and the last session deals with the enrollment process, because then your guest studies become real. It's only 3 to 4 weeks to arrive in Jena, and then you need to know what to do to to get enrolled here. And so it would be great if you always come to this session, like the others. And yes.
So once again, briefly, what are the most important things to do beforehand? Which steps are there?
Well, we already covered some of it, but I tell you some more about this. you need a valid passport, so you should check if you already have a passport or if you have to get a new one. That should be done ahead of time. Then also check the entry and residence regulations. What do you need a visa? What are the job opportunities alongside of your studies if you want to have a student's job here? Then check out the application for the guest study program at our online platform. We will invite you for this, the application, but you can get to know the platform. Then also check the application date for the hall of residence or your student dormitory, so you don't miss applying for it. Make a learning agreement in case you need it, or check what courses may be offered the last semester or the former semester that you want to come, so you already know what you may take for courses. Everything will be clear after the course catalog will be available, but we inform you also about this date. And also really important, anyone who has received an admission from us must send the documents via post, but also this will be covered in our preparation workshop.
Mm-hmm. And where do students get support? Who can I ask if anything is unsure or not that clear yet?
Yeah, of course, we offer lots of support like this podcast, but we also have an FNQ page or a section in our homepage. The homepage is also especially for guest students. There you find everything about application and courses and everything we already talked about. So check the FNQs and also the links on our homepage. Then you can listen again to the podcast, like I said already. And we recommend to you also read our emails and the attachments we have there, so you're quite prepared with all this information. And if you still have open questions, you can send us an email at incoming@unijena.de to ask details about the information you already got.
And then talking about preparation, one may think about packing the luggage. And of course, that's also part of it. What do one need to pack? What shouldn't be missing in the luggage?
Yeah, of course, your passport should be there, and also copies maybe of important documents. If you have it, a vaccination card, your visa, if you have one. If you want to drive here in Germany, maybe an international driver's license. If you need special medication that you have to take regularly, find out if you can get it here abroad or if you have to already put it in your luggage and bring it with you. The technology is also important, so bring your technical equipment like the smartphone and the SIM card. It's always good to bring a laptop. You can use the university Wi-Fi in the different university buildings, so you can work from everywhere. Bring the charging cables, of course, and if necessary, an adapter for your power socket. Also bring enough cash and bring a credit card, and in this case also the emergency numbers of the credit cards in case you you have them blocked because you lost something. So have this already with you. Then check out your travel health insurance, and if you need special foods that with maybe something you cannot live without for half a year or an academic year, bring this with you, but be aware of the custom regulations. And if you need special cosmetics or like something really much, then check if you can buy it in Germany or bring it with you.
And in your experience, what is forgotten often, or the other way around, which initial problems may appear that can be avoided through good preparation?
Well, what can be forgotten? Many things are obviously different from your home country or from your home university as well. So don't forget that here's another language. So you have to speak in German at the supermarket, for example, or in a bakery. So there's not every time English possible to speak. So this is totally different. And also the food culture can be different, depends on where you come from. So be aware of that and check beforehand what you get as food here and what do you need or do you want. And be open for everything what Germany is providing for you. The bureaucracy can be different, of course. That's in every country totally different. And you have to keep on the rules, of course, and be legal with everything. Registering for courses is one of the things that can be forgotten. So please stay with our preparation workshops and check the dates we are giving to you, that you register for your courses as well as for the exams separately at a special time, at a fixed time every semester. So this is one of the things you really have to know and don't forget. What can be avoided through a good preparation, you asked me, Laura. So, of course, to be overwhelmed is quite normal, but with preparation and a good preparation and open-mindedness, the new experiences and big problems can hopefully be avoided. So just follow our preparation workshops and we definitely help you to come to Jena and to overcome all these difficulties.
Another support offer you already mentioned is the Buddy program. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Sure. If you haven't heard our podcast about it yet, so the Buddy program puts you in contact with experienced volunteer students who have been studying already in the university in Jena, and they help our guest students to find their way around the university and everyday student life, the city, and tell you about leisure activities. The buddies will tell you where you find the international office, where you can maybe register your residence, or where you can go shopping. The body also supports foreign students with the enrollment process. This is really helpful also for us. And this will certainly make your start of studies much easier if you listen to them or get to know them and work with them.
And do you have any advice for guest students before they arrive in Jena?
Come to our preparation workshops and also check the recommended dates from us so you know when to book your flight or your ticket for the bus. So check out when you want to come here and use also the time ahead to learn maybe more about Germany and Jena. You can find out a great deal via our homepages or the homepages of the city of Jena, and there are also social media and blogs, or maybe a classic travel guide, whatever suits you. Check out a little bit about us. You have also find out if you need an additional health insurance here, or if you have already one that you can use. Then read our emails with attachments, check our homepage with the FAQs and what deadlines have to be met. We have an application deadline, Then there will be language assessment dates and course registration dates. So we inform you about this ahead of time, but be aware to meet the deadlines. Check also what your home university offers as preparation. I know our outgoing team also has a lot of preparation sessions, so maybe your home university also has some preparation ideas for you. And know when to apply for the student dormitory. And something I would recommend is not to necessarily move into an apartment with a friend or people you already know. So if you live in a different apartment, you can meet more potential friends or meet more people you want to get to know. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. And directly after the arrival, what do you recommend?
I always think be open-minded to new to the new things. Many things may be different at home, and so if you are not sure, or if you're maybe a little bit panicked, come to our office hours, or come to our preparation, or not preparation, well, we have like a welcome cafe where you can meet others and get information. So don't worry too much, but seek help in the different offers we have for you, and maybe don't phone and write home too much. Maybe find leisure activities you can do here. If you like sports, do maybe university sports courses or something, or find out about places that you like and where you feel good.
Mm-hmm. And what are your advice or tips in the beginning of the stay?
Well, take advantage of our offers, like the welcome days and the welcome cafe. Go to your courses, especially the first weeks are really important, or the first week you will know what to do, what may be the course syllable. So go there and check out what you need to do for the semester, and also be level-headed and keep calm.
And summarizing everything, what are the first and most important steps after arriving in Germany?
Are there's so many, and I hope we covered already everything, but I try to give you a short and brief summary. Start and finish your enrollment. So this is really important. So to get your university life started, go to the classes during the first weeks and go to every class. Then register your residence, open a bank account, check your health insurance status. Is it do you have a health insurance, or do you have to get a German one? And find leisure activities that make you happy, and find friends from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That seems to me like a really good overview about everything. About a lot of the topics you talked about, we already produced some podcast episodes, and of course I'm going to link them in the show notes, as well as all the information about guest studies here at Friedrich Schiller University in Jena. Thank you too for being here and talking about the guest studies, and of course also thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hope to meet you soon.